the world in his hands. And he spins it. And in his mind, he imagines, what country does he want to say what message to? What does he want to bring to what country? And he stands out here and he holds the globe and he looks from out here at the world. See, most people think terrestrially and look out celestially. And they think here and they look out into the heavens. The person with vision stands celestially and looks terrestrially. They go from a greater concentric sphere and they look inward. It was Wayne Dyer. Maybe you've heard of Wayne Dyer. No? Anybody here heard of Wayne Dyer? Some of you. He's a friend. And Wayne Dyer said to me many years ago, this is 18 years ago, I asked him, I said, Mr. Dyer, can you give me some advice on how to grow my business and my speaking career? And I said, I would like to be an international professional speaker. And he said to me, then start telling people you are an international professional speaker. And I said, but I'm not. He said, well, if you want to argue with me, you can, but I've just given you my advice. Start telling people you're an international professional speaker. And I said, but. And he said, there are no buts, just apply what I teach you. And then I said, but if I don't do that, how can I'd be lying. He said, no, you're not a liar, you are a prophet. He said, the masses of people wait to see things before they believe it. The master believes things before they see it. So you start to articulate and envision how you see it in the present as you would dream it to be. And you start articulating it and stating it and seeing it as if it is already there. And expand the width of your presence and now to include the future into the present. And since that point, within a short period of time, I got my first international speech. And I believe that my growth is because of my vision. So if you want your company to grow, your vision must extend beyond the company. And so that leads me to the next idea here. The greater your cause, the greater your company. The greater your cause, the greater your company. The greater the magnitude of your purpose, the greater your company. If I come to you and I say to you, I have financial need. I am behind on my bills. I can't afford to pay my monthly rent and bills. Can you help me? You will probably say, no, I've got my problems. Sorry. You'll have to take care of yourself. And so my cause is now myself. And you would not be interested in assisting me as much. But if I came to you and I said to you that I have a desire to build a park and buy a plot in the neighborhood to build a park for the kids in the neighborhood so they don't have to cross the busy streets, and we want to build a park, and I'm going to take and pay for part of this, would you like to help me? Now the people in the neighborhood will all put a little bit of money in because now the cause is bigger than myself. The greater our cause, the greater our business. The clearer our cause and purpose, the greater our business. If we can articulate it clearly and we can see it clearly and it's something from the heart, we automatically draw and magnetize opportunity to us. I had a gentleman named Bill Ferguson who had been on Oprah. You probably heard of Oprah in the States. TV show, maybe. And he was somewhat successful in his business, but he came to me and asked me, how did I grow my business across the world? And I told him, it's my vision. And he said, yeah, but what brochure did you have? What marketing did you do? And I said, I haven't done that. I just have a vision. And I'm committed to this vision. And he didn't understand that the building of a business is not just what you do on the outside. It is the state of presence and clarity on the inside. I'm spending a lot of time on this because this is the key. This is the most important. Because I believe that this is the crucial point. I was in San Diego, California, and I went to an ashram there by Yogananda. Yogananda was one of the teachers of Gandhi. And he was a mystic and a spiritual teacher. And he taught many things in the science of breath.